This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Nyxstellus. Active ingredients, estetrol, as estetrol monohydrate and rospironone. This leaflet provides important information about using Nyxstellus. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Nyxstellus. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Nyxstellus? Nyxstellus is a combined oral contraceptive pill used by women to prevent pregnancy. Nyxstellus contains the active ingredients estetrol, as estetrol monohydrate and rospironone. Estetrol, E4-inch Nyxstellus is made from a plant source to match the naturally occurring estrogen in the body. E4 has highly selective action on estrogen receptors. Drospironone is a synthetic version of another naturally occurring female reproductive hormone. What should I know before I use Nyxstellus? Warnings. Do not use Nyxstellus if you are allergic to E4, drospironone, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have or have had blood clots in your arms, legs, lungs, or eyes. You have a problem with your blood that makes it clot more than normal. You have certain heart valve problems or irregular heartbeat that increases your risk of having blood clots. You had a stroke. You had a heart attack. You have high blood pressure that cannot be controlled by medicine. You have diabetes with kidney, eye, nerve, or blood vessel damage. You have certain kinds of severe migraine headaches with aura, or numbness, weakness, or changes in vision. You have liver problems, including liver tumors. You have a problem with your adrenal glands where they do not produce enough hormones. You have any unexplained vaginal bleeding. You are pregnant. You have or have had breast cancer, or any cancer that is sensitive to female hormones. You have kidney disease, or kidney failure. You have or have had a blood clot in the blood vessels of the legs, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, the lungs, pulmonary embolism, PE, the heart, heart attack, the brain, stroke, other parts of the body. You have, or are concerned about an increased risk of blood clots. Blood clots are rare. Very occasionally blood clots may cause serious permanent disabilities, or may even be fatal. You are more at risk of having a blood clot when you take the pill. But the risk of having a blood clot when taking the pill is less than the risk during pregnancy. You are concerned about an increased risk of blood clots because of multiple risk factors such as a family history of blood clots in a sibling or parent, age, or smoking. The risk of having a heart attack or stroke increases as you get older, above 35 years. It also increases if you smoke heavily, around 15 or more cigarettes per day. You should stop smoking when taking the pill. You have, or have had, any blood clotting disorders such as protein C deficiency, protein S deficiency, ligand factor V mutation, antithrombin 3 deficiency, or other inherited blood clotting conditions. A confirmed blood test showing increased levels of homocysteine, antiphospholipid antibodies, e.g. anticardiolipin antibodies and lupus anticoagulant. These may increase your risk for blood clots, or pregnancy losses, miscarriage, major surgery after which you have not been able to move around for a period of time, angina, chest pain, a mini stroke, also known as TIA, or transient ischemic attack, severe kidney insufficiency, or an acute failure of your kidney, a migraine, where you have also had problems with seeing, speaking, or had weakness or numbness in any part of your body, a high risk of blood clots due to conditions such as diabetes with blood vessel damage, severe high blood pressure, severe high or low level of fats in your blood, pancreatitis, an inflammation of the pancreas associated with high levels of fatty substances in your blood, severe liver disease and your liver function has not returned to normal, cancer that may grow under the influence of sex hormones, e.g. the breast or genital organs, a benign or malignant liver tumor. Nyxstellus does not protect against HIV infections, AIDS and other sexually transmitted infections. Symptoms of blood clots: stroke, blood clot in the brain, sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, Sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance, or coordination. Sudden, severe, or prolonged headache with no known cause. Loss of consciousness, or fainting with or without seizure. Sometimes the symptoms of stroke can be brief with an almost immediate and full recovery, but you should still seek urgent medical attention as you may be at risk of another stroke, heart attack, chest pain, discomfort, pressure, or heaviness. Sensation of squeezing, or fullness in the chest, arm, or below the breastbone. Fullness, indigestion, or choking feeling. Upper body discomfort radiating to the back, jaw, throat, arm, and stomach. Sweating, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. Extreme weakness, anxiety, or shortness of breath. Rapid or irregular heartbeats. DVT, blood clot in the legs. Swelling of one leg or a longer vein in the leg or foot. Pain or tenderness in the leg, which may be felt only when standing or walking. Increased warmth in the affected leg. Change in color of the skin on the leg, e.g. turning pale, red, or blue. PE, blood clot in the lungs. Sudden unexplained breathlessness or rapid breathing. Sudden cough without an obvious cause, which may bring up blood. Sharp chest pain which may increase with deep breathing. Severe lightheadedness or dizziness. Rapid or irregular heartbeat. If you are unsure, talk to a doctor as some of these symptoms such as coughing or being short of breath may be mistaken for a milder condition such as a respiratory tract infection, e.g. a common cold. Retinal vein thrombosis, blood clot in the eye. Immediate loss of vision. Painless blurring of vision which can progress to loss of vision. Symptoms most commonly occur in one eye. Blood clots blocking other blood vessels. Sudden pain, swelling and slight blue discoloration of an extremity. An information card for women is available at nextstellis.com.au. Check with your doctor if you have hereditary and acquired angioedema, or any other medical conditions. Take medicines for any other condition. Are scheduled for surgery. Nextstellis may increase your risk of blood clots after surgery. You should stop using Nextstellis at least 4 weeks before you have surgery, and not restart until at least 2 weeks after surgery. Think you may be pregnant? Are depressed, or have been depressed in the past? Depression can be serious, and is a well-known risk factor for suicidal behavior. Contact your doctor if you experience any mood changes or depressive symptoms after starting treatment. Have yellowing of your skin or eyes, jaundice and/or pruritus, itching of the skin related to cholestasis, condition in which the flow of bile from the liver stops or slows. Have gallbladder disease. Have an inflammatory bowel disease such as Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Nextstellis may decrease the amount of breast milk you make. A small amount of the hormones in Nextstellis may pass into your breast milk. Talk to your doctor about the best birth control method for you while breastfeeding. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. If you are on daily, long-term treatment for a chronic condition with any of the following medications, you should consult with your doctor or pharmacist before taking Nextstellis. Sip and uses: aprepitant, barbiturates, bacentin, carbamazepine, efavirenz, felbamate, griseafulvin, oxcarbazepine, phenytoin, rifampin, rifaputin, rufinamide, topiramate, products containing St. John's wort and others, atorvastatin, or rosuvastatin. CYP inhibitors, azoles such as fluconazole, grapefruit juice and others, HIV/hepatitis C virus protease inhibitors and non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, nelfinavir, ritonavir, darunavir/ritonavir, fosaprenavir/ritonavir, lopinavir with ritonavir and tipranavir/ritonavir, boceprevir, tilaprevir, indinavir, atazanavir or ritonavir, nevirapine, itravirine and others. Any hepatitis C drug combination containing ombitaspir/baratapravir/ritonavir/dasibuvir, glecaprevir/bibrentaspir, or sofosbuvir/velpatasvir/vaxilapravir, as these products may increase levels of the liver enzyme alanine-aminotransferase in the blood. Lamotrigine, ACE inhibitors, e.g. captopril, enalapril, lisinopril and others. Angiotensin II receptor antagonists, e.g. losartan, valsartan, irbesartan and others. Potassium-sparing diuretics, e.g. spironolactone and others. Potassium supplementation. Heparin, NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen and others. Some medicines may interfere with Nextstellis and affect how it works. Nextstellis may affect the way other medicines work. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Nextstellis. How do I use Nextstellis? How much to take? Take one tablet every day at the same time. Take the tablets in the order directed on your blister pack. Both the pink tablets and white tablets should be swallowed whole. Do not skip your tablets, even if you do not have sex often. If you miss tablets, including starting the pack late, you could get pregnant. The more tablets you miss, the more likely you are to get pregnant. If you have trouble remembering to take Nextstellis, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. When you first start taking Nextstellis, spotting or light bleeding between your periods may occur. Contact your doctor if this does not go away after a few months. Some women miss periods on hormonal birth control, even when they are not pregnant. If you miss a period and have not taken Nextstellis according to directions, miss two periods in a row, or feel like you may be pregnant, call your doctor. If your pregnancy test is positive, you should stop taking Nextstellis. If you have vomiting or diarrhea within 3 to 4 hours after you take your tablet, follow the instructions for if you forget to use Nextstellis. If you have diarrhea or take certain medicines, including some antibiotics and some herbal products such as St. John's wort, your tablets may not work as well. Stop taking Nextstellis at least 4 weeks before you have major surgery, and do not restart until at least 2 weeks after surgery. Be sure to use other forms of contraception, like condoms, during this time period. Follow the instructions provided and use Nextstellis until your doctor tells you to stop. If you want to become pregnant, you may stop taking the pill whenever you wish. Consider a visit with your doctor for a pre-pregnancy checkup before you stop taking Nextstellis. Before you start taking Nextstellis, decide what time of day you want to take your tablet. It is important to take it at the same time every day, and in the order as directed on the blister pack. Have backup contraception, condoms available and an extra full pack of tablets as needed. When to take/use Nextstellis. If you start taking Nextstellis and you have not used a hormonal birth control method before, your doctor should tell you when to start taking your birth control pill. Tablet taking should start on the first day of your period. If not starting on the first day of your period for any reason, use a non-hormonal contraceptive, condoms as backup until tablets have been taken for 7 days in a row. 1. Take the first tablet from the purple area on the blister pack corresponding to the day of the week. 2. Follow the direction of the arrows on the blister pack until all the tablets have been taken. 3. A period should begin 2 to 3 days after starting to take the white inactive tablets, and may not have finished before the next pack is started. 4. Always start a new blister pack on the same day of the week as the previous pack. If you start taking Nextstellis and you are switching from another birth control tablet, start your new Nextstellis pack on the day after taking the last active tablet in your previous birth control pill pack. If you start taking Nextstellis and previously used a vaginal ring or transdermal patch, start using Nextstellis on the day you remove the vaginal ring. Start using Nextstellis on the day you would have applied a new patch. If you start taking Nextstellis and you are switching from a progestin-only method such as an implant or injection, start taking Nextstellis on the day your implant is removed, or on the day when you would have had your next injection. If you start taking Nextstellis and you are switching from an intrauterine device or system, IUD or IUS, start taking Nextstellis on the day your IUD or IUS is removed. You do not need backup contraception if your IUD or IUS is removed on the first day of your period. If your IUD or IUS is removed on any other day, use non-hormonal backup contraception such as condoms for the first 7 days that you take Nextstellis. Keep a calendar to track your period. If you forget to use Nextstellis, Nick's tellus should be taken at the same time each day. If you miss one pink active tablet in weeks 1, 2, or 3, follow these steps. Take it as soon as you remember. Take the next tablet at your regular time. This means you may take 2 tablets in 1 day. Continue taking 1 tablet every day until you finish the pack. You do not need to use a backup birth control method if you have sex. If you miss 2 or more pink active tablets in week 1 or 2, follow these steps. Take the missed tablet as soon as possible and the tablet scheduled for the current day. You will take 2 tablets in the 1 day. Discard the other missed tablet or tablets. Continue 1 tablet a day until the pack is finished. Use a non-hormonal birth control method, such as a condom as a backup, if you have sex during the first 7 days after missing your tablets. If you miss 2 or more pink active tablets in week 3, follow these steps. Take 1 missed tablet as soon as possible and the tablet scheduled for the current day. You will take 2 tablets in the 1 day. Discard the other missed tablet or tablets. Continue taking the pink active tablets 1 a day until all active tablets are used. You should then skip the white inactive tablets and start a new pack in the active tablets section. Having skipped the white inactive tablets, you may not have your period this month. This is expected. If you miss your period 2 months in a row, you may be pregnant. Call your doctor. You could become pregnant if you have sex during the first 7 days after you restart your tablets. If you have sex within 7 days after missing tablets, non-hormonal contraception, such as condoms, should be used as backup until pink tablets have been taken for 7 days in a row. If you take too much Nextstellis. If you think that you have used too much Nextstellis, you may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much Nextstellis, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Nextstellis? Things you should do. Tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist about all of your medical conditions. Tell your doctor, dentist, or pharmacist about all the medicines you take. Tell your doctor you are taking Nextstellis if you are scheduled for any lab tests. Certain blood tests may be affected by Nextstellis. Tell your doctor you are taking Nextstellis if you are scheduled to have a surgical procedure that would require a significant period of immobilization. The risk of having blood clots is temporarily increased in this situation. In women who take combined oral contraceptives, the risk may be higher. Talk to your doctor if you will be immobilized for an extended period of time. Risk factors for blood clotting includes prolonged or temporary immobilization, e.g. from travel, particularly in women with other risk factors. Consult your doctor if you plan to travel for greater than 4 hours. Call your doctor straight away if you miss a period and have not taken Nextstellis according to directions, miss 2 periods in a row, feel like you may be pregnant, or experience any side effects. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Nextstellis. Things you should not do. Do not use Nextstellis for a condition for which it was not prescribed. Do not give Nextstellis to anyone else. Do not skip your tablets, even if you do not have sex often. Driving or using machines. Nextstellis has no influence on ability to drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Acne. Headache. Irregular vaginal bleeding, including absence of period. Pain with your periods. Weight gain. Breast tenderness, pain and discomfort. Decreased sex drive. Nausea. Mood changes. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Blood clots. Blood clots in your lungs, heart attack, or a stroke that may lead to death. Blood clots in the legs or eyes. Serious blood clots can happen, especially if you smoke or are obese. Serious blood clots are more likely to happen when you first start taking birth control tablets. Restart the same or different birth control tablets after not using them for a month or more. Symptoms include leg pain that will not go away, sudden severe shortness of breath, sudden change in vision or blindness, chest pain, sudden severe headache unlike your usual headaches, weakness or numbness in your arm or leg, liver problems, rare liver tumors, jaundice, cholestasis, yellowing of your skin or eyes, high blood pressure. You should see your doctor to check your blood pressure regularly. Changes in the sugar and fat, cholesterol and triglycerides levels in your blood. New or worsening headaches including migraine headaches, depression, possible cancer in your breast and cervix. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Swelling of your skin, especially around your mouth, eyes and in your throat, and geoedema. Swollen face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may lead to difficulty swallowing or breathing. Your chance of having angioedema is higher if you have a history of angioedema. Dark patches of skin around your forehead, nose, cheeks and around your mouth, especially during pregnancy, chloasma. Women who tend to get chloasma should avoid spending a long time in sunlight, tanning booths, or under sun lamps while taking Nextstellis. Use sunscreen if you have to be in the sunlight. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Nextstellis contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredients. Active tablet. Estetrol 14.2 mg, as estetrol monohydrate androspironone 3 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Active tablet. Lactose monohydrate, sodium starch glycolate type A, maize starch, povidone and magnesium stearate. Film coating on active tablet. Aqua Polish Pink 044.08 ms, hypromellose, hyperlose, purified talc, hydrogenated cottonseed oil, titanium dioxide and iron oxide red. Inactive tablet. Starlac, lactose monohydrate and maize starch and magnesium stearate. Film coating on inactive tablet. Aqua Polish White 014.17 ms, hypromellose, hyperlose, purified talc, hydrogenated cottonseed oil and titanium dioxide. Potential allergens. Lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Nextstellis looks like. Nextstellis is supplied in plastic blister packs, each containing 24 pink active tablets and 4 white inactive tablets. Both the pink and white tablets have a drop-shaped logo on one side. Nextstellis is supplied in cardboard cartons containing 1, 3, or 6 blister packs. Ostar 3, 4, 1, 8, 7, 6. Who distributes Nextstellis? Main Pharma International Pty Ltd. 1538 Main North Road. Salisbury South, SA 5106. This leaflet was prepared in October 2023. For the most up-to-date version of this leaflet, go to nextstellis.com.au.